This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show in the morning, in the evening. Ain't we got fun? No, we have Michael Harris. Well, he can be fun. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and he's here to go through the charts for the week of October the 4th to the 8th, the story list, the people list. I'm Doug Steffen, here to just make sure that things don't get out of control. I guess that's it.
Yeah. You're the adult in the room. You're the fun.
Oh, yeah, right.
I want to be more like you.
Yes, I know you do. Right.
I want to be fun.
I want to get more shots. Let's get more vaccines. Let's put one in each arm. What do you say?
I was just going to say one for each arm, and I want one in each leg.
Yes, well, in your butt cheeks.
Well, you know, the knee bone is connected to the shin bone. So
that's right. All right, let's connect the stories to the reality.
Since we're both talking at the same time, this is true stereo.
I'll stop.
Two shows for the price of one. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You're doing fine.
Two big-time radio people for the price of one. Right.
We've never talked over each other as badly as we just did in this program. If I had just tuned in and heard us, I'd think we're rank amateurs. But that's okay.
Really?
We're entitled to occasionally let our hair down if we had hair. Well, number 10.
What people don't understand.
I don't understand.
Yes, is that the way radio is done today, and I'm happy to say I think I pioneered this, or went a long way to pioneering it, sounds like we're in the same room. We're virtually together, but yet we are not physically together. Like on the DJV program, the ladies that are on with me are in California, New Jersey, down in Nashville, and I'm in Massachusetts, but yet it sounds like because we've learned the art of not necessarily, we do step on each other once in a while, a little argument, but no, for the most part, we can anticipate by listening to each other's, the pulse of our voices, which is very important on a good talk radio discussion. You listen to the other people. Listening is more important than talking, right?
In a theoretical way, yeah, theoretically. It's not, in practice, you do eventually have to open your mouth and speak. Otherwise,
yes,
you get relegated from being a talent to being a listener.
Yes,
and,
that's right.
But I just came from a radio gathering of radio people. And one of the talking points that we discussed was, is it better for people to be in the same room? Or, you know, is there a diminishment of quality if you are, by remote, all in separate rooms? And there are different points of view on that.
Yeah, I would like to explore that with you, actually. But I know you want to do the lists first.
I don't really want to, but it's part of my job description.
Yes, it is.
So I'll do it.
Please.
Number 10, the Nobel Prizes and the Major League Baseball playoffs, tied at number 10. At number 9, race relations, voting legislation, Texas abortion law, all tied at number 9. At number 8, climate change, and that's tied with, you know, kind of a related area, a subject, the California oil spill, environmentalism. At number 7, the China's Taiwan aggression, tied with U.S. foreign policy. At number 6, tie between immigration, crime, and homelessness. At number 5, tie between, and they're all basically economic, the economy in general, supply chain issues, inflation issues, and the labor shortage. At number 4, the Facebook whistleblower revelations. That's cool. At number 3, January 6 investigation tied with Trump's election fraud claims that just don't stop. At number 2, COVID-19, last week was one, this week it's two, it's still big. COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, masks, and mandates. Number 1, the budget debate tied with the debt ceiling, tied with the infrastructure and reconciliation bills. So the arguing over moolah in Washington continues. The people survey, Francis Hogan and Mark Zuckerberg, that's the Facebook story, at 10, Mike Pence at 9, Nikki Haley at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Mitch McConnell at 6, number 5 is Chuck Schumer, number 4 is Nancy Pelosi, number 3 is Joe Manchin, number 2 is Kyrsten Sinema, and number 1 is Joe Biden. And it's been kind of a wild week.
You know, the Nobel Prize winners, I reminded myself of the story of Mr. Nobel who was the inventor of dynamite. And his reason for funding all of these things was because he was guilty, he felt guilty creating something that was so destructive. So all of the vast billions that have come from the manufacture and sale of dynamite over the years goes at least in part to his family and to his trust. And that's the money they use to give a lot. People don't know. They hear Nobel and they don't know who he was, what he did. That's part of the story that's left out. So there's that. I remember reading something about what he said regarding his guilt, and it reminded me, remember Edward Teller, the guy who more or less put the A-bomb together?
I was thinking that when you were saying this story, I was thinking his guilt was alleviated after the nuclear weapons were invented that relegate dynamite to something far less dangerous.
Yeah, I guess it is, in a manner of speaking. It still can, you know, you can get killed by both of them one way or another. Mm-hmm. But Edward Teller, who is the father, so-called father of the A-bomb, and the atomic bomb is sort of similar to the nuclear bomb.
But he said nuclear bomb.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a bit different. Isn't it a different strain, sort of? The A-bomb.
It's a lower level. The H-bomb, the hydrogen bomb, takes it to a more intense level. But the A-bomb, the H-bomb, they're all nuclear weapons. They're all based upon the splitting of the atom.
Yep. And Teller said he wished he'd never done it. He thought he was doing it for good, because there were a lot of people at that time who were talking about nuclear medicine and how if you can split the cellular structure, the atom structure, atomic structure of the body, you can save a lot of people from horrible illnesses and death. And that was his motivation, and then it got used for the bombs, and he said, I wish I'd never done it.
Yeah, you can say the same thing about the sword. You know, you can use the sword for medical procedures, or you can stab somebody. Yeah. Every form of technology, particularly weaponry, has its upside and its downside.
Isn't that interesting?
That's the amazing philosophical, theoretical insight to technology. There's an upside and a downside. Look at what we're dealing with social media. I mean, right now we're coming to the revelation that Facebook and social media might be the underlying source of all of our societal problems today.
Most of them, yeah.
A case could be made for that. And yet, look at the magnificent technology we have that opens the door to you and I having this conversation in the same room, and we're only in the same headspace. We're not in the same room. Technology. Yeah. So mankind is blessed and cursed with its ability to create technology.
Yep, that's very sage. Yeah, it is. I never thought about the knife. I thought about it as a weapon, but I never thought of it as a part of technology. But I suppose it's like anything else.
It is. The knife is as much a technological advancement in its time as the splitting of the atom was, you know.
Well, think about it. Maybe we could say that about the wheel, the invention of the wheel. We could say that about fire. You know, all that stuff. Those are technological marvels of their time.
And equally great. Equally awesome. Can you imagine when the, you know, original humans suddenly figured out how to create and control fire? Changed everything. The wheel changed everything.
Lightning struck something and burned it, and that's where fire came from, I think, isn't it? Wasn't that how it started?
Well, I mean, they don't have film on it, but the fact is it probably happened that way. Lightning struck something, and then some bright caveman, to use a generic term,
picked up a
stick that was glowing, and picked it up from the fire, and walked 100 feet over to another place and touched it to some tinder, and he moved the fire from one place to another. Ah, he transported it, and that was the beginning of how.
Amazing how the human mind works, isn't it? Get right down.
Well, how about painting on the cave walls was a form of technology.
Yeah,
and they used their fingers to do it. Then somebody invented the paintbrush, and they said, that's not art. You have to use your fingers. That's a tool. That's not art. And then somebody invented writing and painting on parchment. And there was the first mobile media. Then all of a sudden, wow, we're not stuck in the cave. You don't have to go to the library to get the book. You can go online. Same thing.
Yeah,
it's all the same process, and each one is equally a move forward as the next one. It's just that it becomes more complex and sophisticated, but it's the same process.
There it is, the sage words of Michael Harrison, the founder, the editor, the publisher of Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing the focus on the stories and the people and the ancillary things that are making conversation radio this week. As we continue, there's a miracle supplement to help you lose weight called Calitrin. It's a miracle because it's so simple. It's so easy for you to use. The Calitrin formula does not contain any drugs, does not contain any stimulants. It's all pure, natural aloe vera, Calitrin, the things that make your body function better, if you will, are all part of the Calitrin program. Losing weight and keeping it off is the thing. I was looking at some of the reviews. I was distracted a little because I saw a couple of pages on toploss.com. Here's a lady named Linda, who says, I began Calitrin about 2 months ago. I have lost 15 pounds to date. What I really like is that my joint pain is dissipating and I'm sleeping better. For me, Calitrin is an extremely good product, and I will continue to use it. It's a simple, straightforward statement from somebody who's had great success. You want to enjoy keeping the weight off of your body as you go into the wintertime? Help yourself to Calitrin at toploss.com. You get all the explanations. You can spend hours looking at the reviews, looking at the contest, looking at all other things that are important. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you do check out, use the DJV code for discounts and free shipping. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploss.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 past the hour, the stories of the radio world, the stories that are important to those who listen to News Talk Radio. That's the mana of talkers and the list. Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Find the list there every week, also at djvshow.com. So the story list and the whole business about COVID and I don't know, the top two things here, we ought to spend a little time, Michael, if we can. But before we get to that, you were talking about you went to a radio event this week. What event did you go to?
It was just a private radio event.
Just private people
got together and discussed various aspects of modern life.
Too bad. How did I not get invited? I could have added a lot to the conversation.
Because you're not part of that organization. I'm a member of secret societies.
Of course. I'm not a member of the club.
I know.
Okay. Let's keep going here. Biden has vigorously defended the use of vaccination mandates. Meanwhile, all the airlines are saying if we mandate and tell our pilots and crew they got to have shots by a certain date, we'll be not flying many people around for Christmas and the holidays. That's basically it. So what's the fix? I don't see. I think the mandate. I don't like mandates, period. That's my own switch. I think you've got to educate people as to why it makes sense to get the vaccine and hope that that works. But Biden's very proud of his mandate and his position on this. But where does it go, Michael?
Well, I don't know. Maybe the thing will go its own course and eventually go away through means that we don't understand, because it is surrounded by a certain element of mystery, and then we won't be talking about this anymore. And let me tell you, once this thing is done, it's going to be a subject nobody wants to talk about. It's going to drop off of the chart.
You're talking about COVID.
COVID. Yeah. And so, you know, because one of the things that I have found in studying this as objectively as I can is that the rules of the game, you know, masks, mandates, vaccines, crowds, social distancing, all of these different things that we do, you know, in some cases they work, but in other cases they don't. And there's an inconsistency between the trends and the predictions and the actions. There's just an inconsistency about it. Right now, the trends at this moment that we're speaking, the numbers are going down. Hospitalizations are down
dramatically.
and deaths are down, and yet some of the things that were supposed to, the protocols are not happening. So there's a disconnect between cause and between cause and effect, and so the answer is where you asked me the question: where do we go from here?
Yeah.
We continue arguing this.
I meant conversationally. On
we continue just like we're talking. Like I'm trying to bring up another page here in the conversation to give you a fresh look at it.
Yeah.
Is that we talk about it, but ultimately it's going to do what it's going to do, regardless of what we say. That's the point.
I guess that's true. It is what it is. Manner of speaking.
No.
It's kind of like you remember studying miracle plays, morality plays, that sort of thing. In early English, did you ever study those early ways of...
I didn't study them too hard, but I definitely remember some classes in that. Yeah,
I did a lot of theater stuff and public arts things when I was in school, and I remember talking about miracle plays, morality plays, but it was an English class, actually, where I learned about it. Some of the first written books, if you will, or transcribed books were miracle plays and morality plays. And I think this COVID thing is playing out that way. It's kind of like the morality of requiring shots, the immorality of not getting shots, the immorality of not wearing a mask, you know, that sort of thing. And what it does, people are worried about themselves, but what happens to others if you don't get a mask, or wear a mask, and if you don't get a shot? And that's part of the conversation. Maybe we'll carry that on a little bit as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin could not bear to watch Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer's GOP-trashing floor speech Thursday night after advancing the debt ceiling with help from the Republicans.
Leader McConnell and Senate Republicans insisted they wanted a solution to the debt ceiling, but said Democrats must raise it alone by going through a drawn-out, convoluted, and risky reconciliation process. That was simply unacceptable to my caucus. And yesterday, Senate Republicans finally realized that their obstruction was not going to work.
Manchin covered his face and ultimately walked out during Schumer's political rant. Weather is going to be the big story next week as a massive energy system will move into the western United States, dropping the first snows of the season, including lower elevations. The snowstorms are expected to start Monday. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer, with the help of Republicans, was able to get the nation's debt ceiling raised on Thursday, provided it passes Congress on Tuesday. Yet, playing politics as usual, Schumer chastised Republicans for being concerned the Democrats' spending spree is going to tank the American economy.
Republicans played a dangerous and risky partisan game, and I am glad that their brinksmanship did not work.
Democrats packed on nearly $500 billion onto the nation's debt of nearly $28.5 trillion right now. Republican Senator Rick Scott on Fox News has some grim details should lawmakers continue status quo spending.
Well, let's look at what happened. I think what was important is the American public see exactly what happened. Democrats raised the debt ceiling to about $29 trillion. And think about this. They raised it by $480 billion just for 2 months. That means they're spending, what, $3 trillion more per year than we collect? I mean, and by the way, the Democrats did nothing to save Social Security. They did nothing to protect Medicare. And by the way, look at this inflation that's just hurting the poorest families like my mom growing up. They did nothing to stop this inflation. So this reckless government spending by the Democrats are doing. And by the way, think about it, those numbers are without their $3.5 trillion, which is really $5.5 trillion bill. So the amount of money the Democrats are spending is staggering.
Right.
And the inflation is not going to slow down. It is getting worse and worse and worse out there.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Talk Radio Focus, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the story list. I kind of want to, as we often do, divert to other things that are ancillary to the business. But there was one thing this week that wasn't talked about much, and I mentioned it on a couple of occasions. I felt, not guilty, but like I didn't do my part in discussing the Merck COVID pill, which is supposed to fix everything. if you believe, you know, you won't die, you won't have to go to the hospital. And so some people, it was a good discussion because it brought out people's thoughts about Merck and other things that they've done. And the question was, why, if Merck is so good, why don't they have a vaccine? Well, they said, we've put all our efforts into the pill. And so if it gets approved, It could be, and it's good, it could be revolutionary, and it would contribute to what you said a few minutes ago. As I was listening to your thoughts, you're always one, I look to you as a good stimulant for the things I talk about on the air oftentimes. You lead, you're a thought leader. And so as I listen to you talk about how this will wane, these subjects like COVID, they wax and they wane, and sooner or later we'll not talk about it. Like we don't talk about Ebola, we don't talk about SARS, we don't talk about a lot of these things. And so if that's the case, that'll be great, because there are other things I think that are more important to talk about, but they aren't full of fear, so you don't talk about them. But this pill, why do you suppose more of us did not talk about the pill this week?
I don't know. I thought the same thing, and I'm obviously aware of it. And
yeah,
talkers, we considered it as a topic to explore how much people are talking about it, but there wasn't that much talk about it because I don't think it's that defined as to what the pros and cons are of a pill versus a vaccine. I mean, why would it be the answer to all our problems because it enters your body through your pie hole,
some people
as
think
opposed to
shot.
Your arm?
Yeah, but it's a funny thing. People feel
the
more
shot
comfortable
doesn't kill
taking.
You.
No, but people think that the government is listen to Alex Jones and some of those guys on those talk programs. They've put a little capsule in the vaccine. They're going to track you.
I don't
the rest
think.
Of your
I
life.
See. I don't think that that's the main issue. I do believe it, but you touched on it. I think a lot of people are afraid of the jab. I know when I was a kid, the thought of getting a needle scared me. There was something about, you know, you can
me
be
too.
Shot.
Do you have a scar where you got all your vaccines when you were a kid?
No, I don't. I don't have that scar. A lot of people of my generation have that funny scar.
Yeah.
And I don't.
So like a circle.
Yeah. It was, you know, sort of a marker of a generation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I got
you
my
have
shot,
one?
See?
Why don't you?
I do
why
have
don't
one.
You? Can I help you? With getting a lot of traffic to your website, why don't you have a photo taken of your scar and put it up on the web?
Okay.
Seems I would love to see it, and I don't feel like getting together with you right now, so...
Yeah, no dinners for us.
No dinners for at least another
Send
year.
Send me a picture of your scar. Well, I think that we can have dinner by Christmas. I think the way the numbers are going down, down, Christmas. My dinner. I'm going to Israel, actually, at Christmas. You want to come with
me? Are you really?
I am.
Are you really?
Yep, I am.
Okay.
Right, I've been there. For, well, listen, take a trip. Okay.
Great falafel.
Yeah, well, it's a great country. I find it fascinating. I love going to Israel. And England is one of my favorite places to visit outside of America. I was going to say Hawaii is, too, but Hawaii is part of America.
Just a little background. Doug and I in times past, a long time ago now, the years have gone by. On at least one occasion, we traveled all over Israel and hung out with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Just the two of us. We had a great trip.
Yeah,
it was a great trip. And we hung out with Benjamin. Yeah, he was a character, man. I wouldn't want to get caught in a dark alley with him. Ooh. He's a tough guy. tough guy.
I felt when you and I sat down in that stark room with him, I felt that you and I were buying a new car, and he was the manager. And we actually got to see the guy in the back. You never get to see the guy in the back room who's, you know, the salesman goes, I'll go talk to the manager. No, he can't come down another $100. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's who I felt I was with.
You got to buy your low jack or you can't buy the car. All right. One other thing, because I know you love sports, I know you love football, etc. These players that are not getting vaccinated, they have gone to the mat in Canada, telling the people that play for the various teams, especially the teams that interact with American teams, like the hockey teams do. I guess they have a couple of basketball teams up there. If you come to our country and you're not vaccinated, we'll arrest you and put you in jail. How about that for motivation?
Well, this is back to the morality play that you were talking about.
Yeah.
You have to understand, sports is contact. Remember when AIDS was happening, how the boxing world went crazy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, referees were wearing gloves. Mm-hmm. And, there are sports where you're sweating all over each other, touching each other, and in many cases, bleeding on each other.
Remember how basketball did a good job of figuring it out? They put them all in one place.
They had the bubble.
Yeah, and they didn't let him go anywhere else, and so that seemed to work for them. Mm-hmm. You know, you couldn't do that, I guess, with football, but basketball, yeah.
Yeah, but we don't know that that was what kept the numbers at that level. We do not know that had basketball not done that, there would have been any more or less COVID cases among basketball players. That's what I was pointing out before. We don't really know the correlation between these methods that we do. They seem to make sense. There's a certain logic to them. But yeah, if you really dig into the numbers and the trends, we don't know for sure that there's a correlation between certain social processes, masks, social distancing, etc., and actual statistics and numbers. There are cases where the numbers of hospitalizations and deaths go up in the same places where people are following these mandates. Yeah. And there are cases in certain places where they're not followed, where they still go down. Yep. I'm not saying this is not a political statement on my part. This is just I'm kind of in some ways a research guy. And yeah, I look at these kinds of things and I'm telling you what I'm seeing.
Yeah. You know, that sort of reminds me of the idea of the debate of over the budget and things like that that have become very political. And that's a morality play, too. I just now have this whole theme of morality, morals has gotten into my head the last few days. Ethics, morality, and how immoral it is to be spending money that we don't have and taxing people the way that we do. And having no recourse, people have no recourse to stop the fraud, the waste, the abuse. We had taxation, the money being spent by the government. The government's abusive, and we don't have we think we have a recourse to it at the election time in the ballot box, but we don't really, because they have now corrupted the balloting process. So that the people who are there can stay there, and they can get people in that are their friends, and they can continue to control things. I think that's completely immoral. And I'm now tying it into the miracle and morality plays, which I hadn't thought of before. And I was
The issue about budgets, the issue about debt, the issue about that particular aspect of the numbers is a morality issue, just as it's a morality issue in your personal life. If you live above your means, that's an immoral act.
Yeah.
There is a connection to morality, to how you budget your life, to what you consider to be necessities, to what you can't live without. You know, you can't always get what you want, but if you try real hard, you can get what you need. Rolling Stones, you know.
Yeah.
We really do have to reevaluate what's important to us, what are our priorities, and how far are we willing to go in terms of selling out our future and the future generations for what we have to have right now. And that's what it comes down. And that's where the morality ties into budget.
Well, I could look at a lot of the things on the story list here. The continuing focus on climate change and the immorality of it being played out as if it was all human beings' fault, which it isn't. You know, this week there were a lot of flash floods in Alabama and Tennessee and those areas, dumping heavy rain down there. And people say, oh, no, this is horrible. This is climate. The climate's being ruined by human beings. Well, that's not really in evidence. The facts are not. There is influence, but is it immoral to claim any or all of these things? Is it immoral to have 2 million people on the border trying to get into our country and we're just letting them in? Or is it immoral to not let them in because we have the means to help? You know, but yeah.
It's immoral to let them in, and it's immoral not to, based upon what measurement of morality you're focusing on. I think we have to take a break.
Yeah, we do. But
we're
just getting warmed up, too.
I need a pit stop. I need to rest.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Michael's interview on the MH interview in the Focus right after these words.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to? 82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom.
But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Okay, the Michael Harrison interview is always a great listen. This week, you have somebody running for mayor in New York, and a guy who's been on the radio at WABC. Oh, actually, hasn't he been on all three of the talk stations in New York?
He was on WABC, and he was also on AM 970, The Answer. Curtis right. Sliwa, founder of the Guardian Angels, a paid volunteer community protection agency, vigilante group
they're vigilantes.
Very popular. Yeah. And he also he ran for the Republican nomination and won by a landslide. Now he's the underdog in the general election. I think he has a chance. Most people say he doesn't.
I think he does, too. He's a very quirky guy. He's not somebody you could be friends with because it's all about him. But he's an interesting talk personality and interesting guy. I've tried to have a conversation with him and I can't.
He wears a costume.
Yeah, right.
I call him real life Spider-Man.
Right.
I call him Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
MHInterview.com, folks. MHInterview.com. Thanks, Doug.
10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, 53 after the hour here on the DJV program, one of the important cogs in the wheel for conversation purposes here is Chuck Curry, focusing on movies and videos and what's going on your home screen and at the theaters. And certainly the buzz this week is on James Bond, which we will talk about after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Doesn't sound like it has anything to do with James Bond. Ooh, eerie stuff. All right, Chucker, the stage is yours. What are we starting out with here?
I believe that's the theme to Alien, when it starts Sigourney Weaver, who turns 72 years old. today. She was also the star of the sequel Aliens, which I believe is one of the greatest movies of all time, and I think she is the greatest female action hero in the history of film.
I think she's very appealing. She's very attractive. She's appealing. There's that sultry thing about her.
Can I tell you, her bond in Aliens, which was 86, directed by James Cameron, her bond with the little girl character, Newt, was one of the great quasi mother-daughter bonding. They're not real mother and daughter, but is one of the great mother-daughter bonding characterizations ever put on film. That is just a simply fantastic movie.
Yeah. All right. So that was then, and now is now. James Bond out in some theaters last night, out officially tonight. I'm figuring it's going to do $200 million. You keep telling us this.
Here's the thing. Let's backtrack for a second. I was reading, and I was a little surprised. I didn't realize this. The biggest Bond opening ever here domestically was Skyfall, $88 million. This movie's almost 2 hours and 45 minutes. That means the amount of showings will probably be one less show per day than the normal film. They're saying it's going to open anywhere between 60 and 100. That's what they're saying. I think it'll be at the top range. But usually Bond movies don't blow past $100 million opening weekend, but they do have legs. It opened last week internationally. It did $110 million, I think, in four smaller markets. It's expected to do over $150 million worldwide this weekend. Skyfall also did $1.1 billion worldwide. I still think, I haven't seen No Time to Die as of yet. I'm going to see it this week, and I told you off air, I did watch 20 minutes in the theater we booked. But Skyfall, for my money, was the best James Bond movie ever made. It's just a perfect, exciting, great film. I did notice one thing when I watched 20 minutes of this new Bond film, Doug, that Daniel Craig, who I think is 53 years old.
56.
He is an amazing physical shape.
Yeah.
I mean, well, you see him with no shirt on, and holy cow, this guy does his push-ups, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, you got to do it to run around and do all the stuff that those guys have to do. Yep. So it's that.
There's no fast food for this guy.
I'm going to be annoyed if he's killed off. You keep alluding to the fact
I don't know, but, you know, I just have a feeling.
Well, it hasn't leaked. Wouldn't you think it would have leaked by now? People have seen it.
It has. I mean, if you're looking for it, you're gonna see. I haven't looked. I don't want to know. But people I know who've seen the film tell me the ending is very somber and polarizing. So,
well, but how do they bring in, if James Bond, then the series, the 25 movies about James Bond, different actors, but it's still the same character.
Well, I think they'll just reboot it as a new vision, so it'll happen.
Figure it out on Monday. Yep. 59.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.